Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, June 13, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Persecution of Christians in rural China intensifies. Are religion laws changing in Russia? And Turkey's bid for economic freedom may lead to spiritual freedom, too. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. China tops our news today. Open Doors' Carl Muller says persecution in rural areas is pretty bad.
It's worse now than it has been in quite some time. In the western provinces in China, in the rural villages of China, where nearly 700 million people still live as farmers, local authorities continue to exert incredible repression on Christian activity in those communities.
Because Open Doors' extensive work with literature distribution and pastoral training, Muller knows there's growing pressure on all underground churches to register. For those that don't, the government cracks down. He points to the mass arrest of people 2 weeks ago who were training for kids' ministry.
Imagine, you're going to a Sunday school training, you're learning how to teach kids Sunday school lessons, and the government arrests you for this. One of those co-workers is still under arrest at this time. The rest have been released, but all those materials that they received there were confiscated.
Next, it's uncertain how far it'll go, but there's interest in Russia in amending the country's 1997 religion law. According to Forum 18, Parliament's Religion Committee is considering four draft amendments. One would allow the state to analyze each religious group. Another would prohibit religious activity outside places of worship without prior approval, while another would restrict foreign religious workers. Religious rights leaders are skeptical, though, that the amendments have a chance of passage. You're listening to Mission Network News. Turkey's bid to join the European Union has forced the relaxation of restrictions on Christian activity. As a result, they're now allowing churches to register. But with each registration, seven people have to identify themselves as leadership. ION Network's Rody Rodehaver says while that sounds good, there's a darker side to what the registration tells the government.
We're Christian, and these are our goals, and the government will know right where to find them. So, in one sense, it's a breakthrough. In another sense, it could have negative impact down the road if things would go sour.
In spite of the risk, Rodehaver says Turkish believers are hopeful.
They have raised the flag of Christianity, albeit very quietly, but they have stood their ground in a very, very difficult place. And perhaps this is a time when God's going to honor it and allow some reaping to take place of the seeds that have been sown.
Next, short-term mission trips typically take months to plan, but 38 people from two radio stations with Cornerstone University did it in 6 weeks when their trip to Honduras was canceled. That's when they contacted Buckner Orphan Care International. Now they're going to Guatemala. Buckner's Leslie Chase organized the trip and says it's been one miracle after another.
Containers haven't always been that easy for us to get through in Guatemala. But the Lord has opened doors for us to work closely with the government there. And we told them about the Michigan trip coming and that they had a container with supplies and things for the children there in Guatemala. And they said, no problem. And they gave us a contact in the government to go ahead and bring the container in without paying taxes.
They'll be painting, roofing, holding vacation Bible schools, medical clinics, and more, sharing Christ in not one but five orphanages. Jay says, one thing's certain.
These kids receive Christ. They do. They just, like, they're ready for it.
And finally, engines roaring, screeching tires, and even crashes. That's professional drag racing in the United States. Now drag racing is having an impact on eternity for middle and high school students and helping young life do it. Mike Edwards Motorsports is committed to helping young people get to summer camp by donating the money needed to send a kid to a Young Life summer camp whenever one of their drivers win. Pray that they win a lot so more kids can hear the gospel. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Josh McDowell's classic book, More Than a Carpenter, has been combined with The Life of Jesus, A Harmony of the Gospels, two books in one, a gift from Gain USA. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 to get your free copy, a helpful evangelistic tool. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.